sample of Rising Up by Tanya Ross, narrated by Colleen Daly. Will told Xander of the death of Ember's mom and summarized the events the two of them had discovered. Xander listened with interest, but prompted Will to share their story quickly. "Please don't rush me too much. The details are important." To Will's satisfaction, Xander nodded, so he left nothing out. "So," said Xander, "whose side are you on then? I need to know. We're hell-bent in getting the word out. You in or not?" Xander looked from Will to Ember, his gaze lingering on Ember's face. Will figured this guy might still be suspicious of him and tried to reassure Xander. "Yeah, I'm with you. But you have to promise that Ember's going to be kept safe. She's got a lot at stake here." "I'd never hurt her." His eyes seemed to soften as he turned her way. He turned back in a split second. "You, though, better pledge your loyalty to become part of Phoenix, for better or worse." Will suddenly remembered himself as a child, sitting on his grandpa's lap. The promise he made so long ago haunted him. "You must promise to always follow the laws we have here in Tranquility. We never want to suffer again. Promise me, Will. Promise me. No matter what, you will never betray your family or your government." He had promised. His spirit sank, but he knew he had seen things causing suffering, not preventing it. This was where a decision had to be made. "I'm in." Will shook Xander's hand, but wondered how much he would have to kowtow to this peculiar leader in the pretentious red velvet cape. For now, he would use the opportunity to unveil Tranquility's dark side. "Come on, to the broadcast room. Ember, stay by my side," Xander barked the order as if he was born for command. It made Will's stomach curl to see Xander appoint himself as Ember's protector. "Jasper, bring some guys and come into the broadcast suite. We've got work to do in there." Once inside, Xander's men took control of the announcers. An easy feat. The rifle in Xander's hand frightened them. Will had never been in the presence of a gun before. The weapon made him quiver, but he boosted his courage by remembering he was not on the receiving end of the bullets. "Where's the magistrate?" Ember blurted. One of the newscasters splayed out his empty hands.
"Gone, of course. Got him out of here before your crew put him in danger."
"But how?" Ember's voice wavered. His response was swift.
"You traitors, you think you can breach our whole system? We have ultimate security for the magistrate and every member of the elite. You'll never take them down or find them."
Xander snickered. "It doesn't matter. Our mission is to shake things up. We'll deal with security later. Seize the day. This broadcast gets made right now." The Phoenix group ushered the broadcasters into the main room where they bound them the same way as the others. The main anchor was restrained to a chair in the broadcast room, save for his hands. Xander directed him to cue up the system. "Get ready to go live," Xander said. The inside of the broadcast room was crowded and uncharacteristically hot. Will wiped the sweat off his brow.
"This is going to shake things up, all right."
"Perfect. Our discoveries might have things in common with what Xander knows."
"How can I help?" Will said.
"Be ready to share what you know. You're on first, then me, representing Phoenix. And make sure you introduce yourself as a plotter. The citizens might not believe me, but they'll believe you. You're an official." Xander's eyes smoldered. He pushed Will forward and trained his rifle on the newscaster. "Get that camera rolling." Will resented the push, but tamped it down. He was still someone in control of his emotions. He wasn't going to let any two-bit Rem bully him into being barbaric.
"Citizens of Tranquility," he began. "I come before you today to share news of vital importance. The trust we have put in our magistrate and the elite of this city is misplaced. A good friend of mine, Ember Venata, suffered the untimely death of her mother, only to find the other recipients of the Augur Prize have been dying as well. Do you know any friends or family who have received this award? If so, they are in danger. Will leaned forward and looked boldly at the camera. The leaders of this city have chosen to eliminate any ring honorees of at least level 14 and above. What starts as an honor becomes a death warrant. We've yet to determine the motive for this atrocity. Ember, on the sidelines, interrupted.
Wait, I know why.
She dashed to Will's side.
May I?
She asked Will. Without hesitation, he stepped aside.
Hi, everyone. You know my name, Ember.
The magistrate introduced me this morning. I'm also the one Will is telling you about. I've been in the magistrate's mansion for merely a day, but I discovered a journal in his library. Will's eyebrows were tense of surprise. This is incredible news. Ember scored a breakthrough discovery. He felt such pride in her. Ember continued.
I read a journal. It has entries describing the magistrate's doubts and apprehensions about many of our citizens. He trusts his existing elite, but not those who are ready to become part of it.
She paused, knowing that the words she dropped now would be like bombs.
He murders those Augur Prize winners who are on the verge of becoming elite. Your magistrate has emotional management issues, depression, and paranoia.
Ember stepped back and gestured to Will to take over. He smiled at Ember and gave her a thumbs up, but wasted no time picking up where Ember left off. Your government is a group of assassins. He paused to let the statement lay heavily in the airspace. A full-scale investigation is needed. Be aware. Life is not what it seems in your city. Now I introduce Xander, leader of a new group, Phoenix. He has information about his own discoveries. Will stepped aside to allow Xander full access to the mic.
Hello, Tranks. I'm Xander, and I'm a Rem.
That's right. Cast out of the city. I lived as an outlaw doing crazy things to survive. No human deserves to live outside. Now I've returned because tranquility is messed up. Not just for us, the Rems, but for others. We've seen evidence of dead bodies from Tranquility being burned, murder victims, and numbers are scratched into tree bark. These numbers had no meaning to us, but Will here thinks they're numbers on the victims' Augur Prize rings.